And in fact, I need to effort no longer. I found him. He is the head football coach at Michigan State, entering his third season with the Spartans. Big Ten Coach of the Year, led Michigan State to 11 wins, a top 10 ranking, a New Year's Six Bowl win. Last season was the biggest turnaround in school history. They open up against Western Michigan on September 2nd. Mel Tucker is my guest. Mel, it's great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Romy. How are you?
Good, good, Mel. So earlier this week, you were talking about camp, and you made the point, quote, at this point in camp, there is no turning back, end of quote. I bring this up because you had already given everybody a chance to leave if that's not where they wanted to be, and you reiterated something that a mutual friend of ours, you and I, have in common, Mel, and Ben Newman likes to say, standard over feelings. How did the players respond to that message and that notion of standard over feelings?
I'll tell you what, yeah, Ben's a great friend of mine, and he's helped our program quite a bit. Yeah, they responded well. You know, all of the guys that are here are bought in. And at this point in camp, you know, this is important for us to connect to our burn. And our burn is what gives us the inspiration to do what we do. It gives us our purpose. It's the reason why, you know, we're committed to staying in the fire, to staying in this grind. And, you know, the burn is different for all of us. But our guys have really connected to that. And we encourage them to remind themselves, you know, every day, you know, in order to stack these great days that we need to have, you got to connect to your burn. You have to decide that, you know, you're going to get better each and every day, no matter what, you know, whatever it takes. And the guys have really bought into that, and they responded. And all the guys that are here, they're all in, and that's the great thing about it. When you can get guys to buy into something that's bigger than themselves and be fully committed, and that's a special deal.
We're talking to Mel Tucker. That sounds exactly like something that Ben Newman would say. He talks often about connecting to your burn, standard over feelings. I buy these things. I accept these things. But let me ask you this. For instance, you and I talk a lot about what it takes to have that right mindset. One of the things that you told the team earlier in the offseason was nobody has a starting job. Just because somebody was starting last year does not mean they are starting this year. It has to be earned and earned every single day. How did the players respond to that message?
Well, it's the truth, and they know that that's how I feel about it, and that's how we conduct our business around here. It's all about, you know, what we do next. What's the next right step? No one really cares about what we did a year ago. We didn't reach our goals a year ago. It was a step in the right direction, but we have to prove ourselves every day. Have to have a chip on your shoulder, you know that we have something to prove, and go out there and get after it. There's no sense of entitlement. For myself, any of the coaches and staff, or any of the players, you know, we'll get what we earn.
We're talking to Mel Tucker, Michigan State head football coach. You got a whole locker room full of guys, Mel, but let me ask you about Peyton Thorne. Set a school record for passing TDs last year. How much has he grown from last year to this year, and what kind of expectations do you have for this season for him?
Well, yeah, Peyton's grown quite a bit. You know, he's a coach's kid. His dad's actually the offensive coordinator at Western Michigan now, and so it's going to be very interesting to see that, you know, right out of the bat. But he's a guy that has really embraced a challenge of leading, and not just by example, but, you know, confronting his teammates and demanding that they do things properly. You know, and that's a different type of leadership, and that's what we need. We need to move more towards a player-led team and not just a coach-led team, and he's really taking it upon himself as a quarterback to say, hey, listen, not only am I going to lead by example, but I'm actually going to actively bring guys with me by, you know, confronting them and demanding that they do things properly, demanding that they do things, you know, to the standard that they perform to the standard each and every day. And that's not easy to do. It's not easy to confront your teammates. You know, it's not easy to be that guy, you know, because we all make mistakes. But, you know, at the same time, if we're going to have a great football team, you know, your quarterback's got to be that guy. And so he stepped up and he's doing that.
We're talking to Mel Tucker. In fact, Mel, let me just backtrack for 1 second, because I think when I think about where I am at, and I'm not trying to make this personal, but when I think about where I'm at in my life and in my career, and I think about reinvention, I think about transformation, it really does start with that whole notion of standard over feelings. To me, that's like pillar number one. Can you explain exactly what that means, standard over feelings?
Yeah, I can't. We can't go about our business. We can't do things based upon how we feel. We have to do things. We have to make decisions based upon what needs to be done. And we don't always feel like doing what we need to do. Because, you know, football is a tough game. It's for tough people. It's not. This is not the easiest thing in the world to do. If it were, everyone would be doing it. The same thing in your profession. It's a high-stakes deal, and it's very competitive. And they're going to be challenged. You don't always feel like doing what you got to do. But you know what the standard is, and you know what needs to be done, regardless of how you feel. So you have to make a decision. And once you make that decision, and then you go. And it does, period, point blank. And that's what it's got to be day in and day out, every day. Every day you make the decision. And it doesn't matter how you feel. You do what needs to be done, and you keep stacking days like that. And when you can, when you're in that mindset and that's just how you operate, and you do that, then now you're cooking with gas. Now you can accomplish what you want to accomplish. Now you can keep climbing and just striving and moving towards your goals. You know, you can get things done. You have control over your mind, and it's not based upon your feelings.
In other words, Mel, you control your mind instead of your mind controlling you. If you do this long enough and you do it consistently enough and you stack enough days like that, does it then just become automatic?
Well, you know, I'm not sure if it becomes automatic.
Right.
Because it's difficult to do. You know, I think you have to stay connected to your burn. I think you have to always commit and recommit, decide and decide again. You know, it's the choices and decisions we make on a day-to-day basis. I mean, we're human beings. You know, so we always have to push. You know, inconvenience, you know, is a good thing. You know, but and we can't ever be comfortable. You know, and so we're going to be uncomfortable. We're going to be inconvenienced as human beings. When you feel that way, there's a tendency to take your foot off the gas. There's a tendency to seek some type of relief and seek some type of comfort. And when you're in those situations, typically you're not getting better.
You know,
so I don't think it's ever really going to be automatic, but it is a habit.
No, I appreciate that.
It is a habit, and when you create great habits, I think that gives you the best chance.
Sorry to jump in. I agree with you. It's not automatic. It's never automatic. There's always going to be those days where you don't want to do it. That's why you have to have a standard over feelings. The point that you made, Mel, was you have to stay connected to your burn. You know, you and I can't take somebody aside and know what their burn is. They have to determine what their burn is. So let me ask you, what is your burn that you're connected to?
Well, I have quite a few. I don't know if we have enough time for that. But I do want to leave a legacy, you know, here at Michigan State, you know, and for my family, for my two boys, you know, I want to leave a legacy. I've been blessed with some talent, some ability to do what I do, and I don't want to leave anything on the table. I want to maximize my full potential, okay, and then when it's all said and done, you know, I want people to look at me and say that this guy he got it done in a major way, and he had a positive effect on a lot of people. He changed the game. That's a part of my burn.
Mel Tucker is joining us. Speaking of changing the game, and I appreciate your burn, I know you're focused on your gig, but how much does the expansion, Mel, of the Big Ten and the announcement of the new TV deal add even more momentum to the work that you're already doing in Michigan State?
I think it's huge. I think it's positive. It's great exposure for Michigan State, you know, in our conference. You know, we recruit nationally. We've got players on our team, you know, from the West Coast. We got players on our team from 22 states, different states. We have over 600,000 living alumni across the country and worldwide. So our brand is all over the country, and this just magnifies what we're doing. It enhances our exposure in recruiting, and so it's a bigger stage. It's a bigger stage, and so you know I think it's a great thing. We embrace it. And it's something that there's going to be some challenges that come with it. I think they're all going to be challenges that we can attack, you know. And it remains to be seen like how this is going to be, But in my mind right now, you know, the bigger the better.
Michigan State's going to open up their season on September 2nd against Western Michigan. He was a Big Ten Coach of the Year, led Michigan State to 11 wins, that top 10 ranking, and a New Year's Six Bowl win. In other words, a huge year. But to hear you say, Mel, you got to start from scratch. You got to do it all over again. Great to have you back on the show. Mel, you know I appreciate you, and I appreciate the conversation. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Romy. Thanks for having me, man. Have a great weekend.
You too, Coach. Great talking to you. Appreciate it. Ben Newman is one of those guys. In fact, it's going to be my Reinvention Project episode this week. We'll push that out tomorrow. I was part of a symposium or a mental toughness forum. Mel was on it. I was on it. And about 30 or 35 other really prominent people talked about mental toughness. I want to repurpose that and reset that for the Reinvention Project because I think some of you did not hear that. So we talked about Ben Newman. Ben Newman is a success coach, motivational speaker. He works with teams, he works with athletes, he works with business people, and obviously very close to that Michigan State program. He and Mel Tucker are very close.